is the Drew Marshall Show, and you're listening to The Weebs.
Folks, what a show we've had. Unbelievable. This is our Christmas special, and co-hosting the entire show have been these folks, the Weebs. Good friends of mine, Shane and Angela Weeb. And Shane and Angela Weeb have been singing together since the day they met. In 2004, Shane began his journey to a top five spot on CTV's hit television show Canadian Idol, where he had the privilege of working with musicians like Lionel Richie and Gordon Lightfoot. And in June of 2009, the Weebs officially formed and released Into Your Light, which won Inspirational Album of the Year at the 2010 Covenant Awards. And in December 2009, the Weebs released their Christmas record, which is fantastic. I'm not just saying that because I like them. Christmas with Drew, with you. The album was nominated for 2 Covenant Awards and ended up on the Canadian Top 50 radio charts amongst other artists like Michael Bublé and Elton John. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the Weebs released their 4th studio album, The Hymns Collection, which brought them their 2nd Covenant Award. In the studio, theweebsmusic.com, ladies and gentlemen, Shane and Angela Weeb. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
it's been
Drew.
Fun today. Really appreciate you guys being here.
Yes. It's been so good to be here.
The fact that you're able to do the intros for so many of our segments today live and just kind of, fade out and be in. Like, you guys are on. You're actually more talented than I thought.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are kind
just
and benevolent.
Just right back at you,
such
you know?
A gifted.
Really?
The gift, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. When you were doing, we have to start with the Idol thing because that is, it's still very cool. It is still very cool.
And that's
cool.
Where you first developed your man crush on me.
I did.
Yeah.
I think, did I not phone you the first time you were on the show out in Vancouver?
It was shortly thereafter. Yeah, you called me and then you wanted me to come to the studio. It was so sweet.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize you brought, what's her name?
Yeah, that's true.
Couldn't even remember her.
Right. Yeah, no. That you mean my wife, Angela.
Yes, sorry,
yes.
That's it.
Okay.
I really do think I was there.
She was there.
Really?
No,
yeah.
You know what? Your dad was there, but you weren't
I really
there.
Feel
no,
like I
think,
was
no,
there.
No, you weren't.
You weren't there.
You weren't
are
there.
You sure?
Because it was the album release. It was like Canada AM and all that.
Would you guys mind, Sharona, just doing a song right now?
No.
You wouldn't
we don't mind?
Mind
at all.
Thank you.
We would not mind.
Thank
we
you. Set this song up, please.
I want to sing. Okay, so a few years back, we wrote this song, Christmas With You. It's the Ooh. Title track from our Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those Christmases where things aren't going right. And And it was, I mean, it's kind of for radio. It's quite a radio savvy song.
It's good because we're on the radio.
Nice.
Which is good because we're on the radio. So this
Does
is
he repeat
a
everything
song.
You say?
I just said that, right?
This is a song I wrote for What's my gorgeous name? Wife, Angela.
Lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Weebs.
Christmas is in the air. Everyone's baking and decorating everywhere. But I feel my patience running thin. Tired and crazy, sleep deprivation's kicking in. Da 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 oh oh oh. Da 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 da. And we've been shopping now for weeks. The money is tight and now the water heater leaks.
Which is a true story, by the way.
The kids are coming down with the flu. Altogether, I'm just not in the Christmas mood. Maybe it's lights, maybe it's trees, maybe it's prayers on bending knees. It'll go fast, but let's take it slow. Cause baby, I just want you to know that I just can't wait to spend one more Christmas with you. Everybody, ooh, come on Drew, sing along, I know you know it. La da 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 da. Oh oh oh, that sounds good. La da 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 da. And now the kids are all in bed. You put on some tea and read the thoughts inside my head. We curl up beside a tree. Realize that we have more than we could ever need. Maybe it's lies, maybe it's dreams, maybe it's prayers on bended knees. It'll go fast, but let's take it slow. Cause baby, I just want you to know that I just can't wait to spend one more Christmas with you. And the snow is falling down now. Perfect end to a crazy day. And as you drift off to sleep here in my arms, I feel the chaos melt away. Cause it's about love, it's about peace, it's about kings on bended knees. Fast, but let's take it slow. Cause baby, I just want you to know. There will be lights, there will be trees, there will be prayers on bended knees. It'll go fast, but let's take it slow. Cause baby, I just want you to know that I just can't wait to spend one more Christmas with you. La da 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 da. Oh 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 oh. La da 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 da.
The Weebs live at the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic. Okay, so it's hard for me to give you compliments for a couple of reasons. One, you're wearing a Charlie Farquharson sweater and you have a $5 bill hanging out of the pocket.
Of course.
Two, I like both of you as human beings, and I consider you guys friends.
Where's this going?
Well, no, what I'm saying is it's hard. No, it's just harder to give, for me, it's harder to give genuine compliments to friends without sounding schmaltzy.
Okay.
But it's just so effortless what you guys do. It really is. Do you hear that a lot? It looks so effortless. I know you probably practice all day, every day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No? No.
Does well, it, not all day.
But do you realize that this is the impression you're giving off, that it's just completely effortless? Is it because you're married?
I think that's part of it. Like, there's a real genuine nature to what we do. We're not
symbiotic thing.
We're
no,
not,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
When, yeah, when we first met, singing together was actually, it feels the same as it does now.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was very odd. So.
Just as a quick aside, I sent Candace a little note.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
And
for those of you that are just tuning in now to the Drew Marshall Show, earlier Shane Weeb left a voice message for Candace Cameron. Big deal in his life.
Yes. I sent her a text and said, you know, I don't know if you're able to call in, but it'd be fun to freak Shane out.
What?
And she said, wish I could, but I'm on set working right now.
Wow. She has a real job.
And I said, well, no worries. The guy singing right now loves you. Shane is his name. And her response was, who doesn't?
Well, at least she's honest. At least she's honest.
There you go.
I appreciate that. And that's true, actually. You can't hate any character from Full House, I don't think. Even Kimmy Gibbler is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Kimmy Dribbler. Tell us about the love story. Who cracked on to who first?
Ange. Ange.
She made the move.
Yeah. Just like you, she had a crush on me.
She... But you are a bit of a coug, right? You're older than the boy?
I'm 3 years older.
3 years older.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is a big deal when I'm 18 and she's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's almost illegal.
Yeah. Well, not in Canada, but
right.
Yeah, in the United States,
right.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And how long did you date before the wedding?
A year.
And who proposed?
I did.
Okay. Finally, you grew a pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, we had this really cool sit-down. I remember it. She liked me. She wrote in her journal that she was going to marry me.
And then he read it when I wasn't looking.
No, that did not happen.
Didn't.
Otherwise,
really
this marriage may not have happened. But no, like, she, about 5 months after, we became like best friends in the world. And again, it happened with a singing thing. It was just like this. And it was effortless. We got together, rehearsed for something.
Yep.
And it was so easy. We had never had so much fun.
Married.
Did you just call Angela easy?
No, not at all. I said the rehearsing was
easy. Right.
You should pay more attention.
Sorry,
this is your show, Drew.
Thinking about the coffee. In front
of problem. And and it was incredible. And so about 5 months later, we become best friends. 5 months later, she kind of has a sit down with me and says, hey, buddy, I'm gonna wait, but I'm not going to wait forever.
Mm.
So what are we going to do about this?
Wow.
And I was like, wow, a woman that directly communicates, I like this, let's get married.
Yeah.
End of story.
You just actually touched on something which is astounding. It is a rare thing to find a woman who can directly communicate.
Mm-hmm.
A very rare
It's a treasure,
thing.
Man.
Is she like a Proverbs 31 woman or a Proverbs 32?
She is like a Proverbs 32 woman in that... she's amazingly, unbelievably awesome, and Proverbs 32 doesn't even exist, so therefore...
She rises late and makes...
How incredible she is.
Her children
like
make her breakfast in bed.
Exist.
That's a Carrie Pomeroli line.
You guys are talking about me like I'm not here.
Oh, hi, Ange.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When did you...
Yeah, sorry.
Can we do another song, please?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah, let's do... what do you want to hear, Drew? Let's do Waiting... I want to hear this one. Waiting for the Dawn.
You want to hear this one. Great.
Ange, you set this up for a couple seconds.
What do I say
about this
song?
Like how I put a time constraint because Drew wouldn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Communicate directly right now.
This is a song I wrote. It's called Waiting for the Dawn. And, I was reading through the Bible. And in Psalms, David talks about waiting for the Lord as much as a watchman waits for the dawn. And being a watchman, watchman, is a pretty big deal to protect your little town. And that you wait for the dawn. You really want the morning to come. So that's what the song's about, being desperate for God.
Wow. Okay. I can relate to that. Folks, live in the Drew Marshall Show, The Weebs.
Questions lost between the dark and light, and I wait for you to calm these fears, to bring your peace. More than watchmen wait for dawn, wait for dawn, waiting for the dawn. And I know we can't be long, crown of glory and know your joy. More than watchmen, wait for dawn, wait for dawn.
Well, that's actually one of my favorite songs of yours. Appreciate that, guys. The Weebs live at the Drew Marshall Show. True story, have your CD in my car, the only one.
Whoa.
And that song, there's just something, I was going to say eerie, but that's not the right word. There's something
that's
that.
That's all right, you can say that.
There's cool. A soul penetrating aspect of that song, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah.
It's desperation.
Yeah.
It's total desperation. And that's where we're at. Like, you don't have to. I think you have to live in a complete and total bubble to not feel that desperation in this chapter. Like we can sit down in the front row of a church, of some mega church somewhere, and be fed a brilliant production and be talked to about how, hey, it's, you know, health and wealth and prosperity and Jesus loves you because you're rich, son, and this kind of stuff. And then we just kind of turn the page over to, you know, Syria, Northern Iraq, Afghanistan, and it's like, well, if we're going to take Jesus at his word, then Jesus loves you there because you just gave up your life for him. So, I mean, there's a desperation on the global scale, and then there's the desperation in us just getting through traffic without losing our minds. Yeah. I mean, this is everything reconciles to everything under the banner of Jesus Christ kind of thing.
Well, you guys are perfect musicians to have in our Christmas special because you're... Your Jesus stuff isn't, that's the reason actually why we're
cheesy,
friends. Because it's not cheesy. You're not schmaltzy, right? There's tangible reality. There's authenticity to what you guys are all about. Just before we move on to another song of yours, I want to give you another Candace update, if you don't mind.
I would like that very much.
I asked her to send a picture, because she's on set right now, to Shane. I said, would you send Shane a picture? And she sent this, and then immediately afterwards she said, too much? Ha ha. That's what she sent you, Shaney.
She sent that to me.
Yep.
To me personally.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's really really wonderful.
Can I see?
Okay. Yeah. There
just
we go.
Saying Shane's sisters are going to freak out.
That's
a nice one.
She really is beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Yes. Candace,
she's all right.
I don't know if you're listening right now on set. That'd be awkward if you were.
My wife's hot, though.
Oh, my goodness.
20 years today, by the way.
Today, Tim?
Sorry, it was Wednesday.
Is it today?
Oh,
okay.
Wednesday.
Oh, never mind.
That's you. So
yeah, it's not that big of a deal now.
Wow. Yeah. That's 20. That's more than 20.
Was that line used to have, 12 are the best years of her life?
Yes. Yeah.
Drew used to have his way.
That's funny.
Nice.
All right. Well, listen, let's do another one. Last one. A final song for our live on Drew Marshall Show, on the Drew Marshall Show segment for 2014. My friends, the Weebs, what are we going to do?
We only got a couple minutes left. Going with this whole genuine thing of what it is that we're doing, there's one source of hope in this world. There is Jesus Christ, and there is this impossibly ridiculous story that Paul talks about this 2,000 years ago. He says, everyone's going to think you're nuts for believing this stuff, guys. But let's watch it unfold. Let's see the tangible works in your life that are the living proof of Jesus Christ. And so we love that in opportunities like this, we get to speak things over situations. God's first act of love was creation. And if he wants us to be in his image, then we ought to create too. So let's create love, let's create hope, and let's avoid the creation of, you know, cynicism and hatred and all that. And so this song is called Benediction, and it's written from our family to all the families listening right now.
There you go, folks. Again, live from the Drew Marshall Show, my friends. I love saying that. My friends.
You are our friend, Drew, and we love you.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Stop.
We love you too, Tim. Just for the record. And you too, Gord. I'm so glad you stuck around. May your homes be filled with laughter. May your hearts be filled with joy. And may you show the love of Jesus as you follow his sweet voice. And in the craziness of this old world, may you never feel alone, 'cause the God of heaven and of earth sings over you and claims you as his own.
That is the end of our show for 2000. Well, our show for the whole year, 2014. But it's the end of our Christmas show. What a blast. It was so much fun having everybody here today. Gordo, thanks, mate. It was really good to have you back in studio. Appreciate it, man. And to David Peck and Melinda, who are driving somewhere right now, we actually hate you guys. We don't like you at all because you left. But Merry Christmas, honestly, to both of your families as well. And to the Weebs, of course, thank you very much. So good to have you guys. Love your music. The website is theweebsmusic.com. The Weebs Music. Did I get that right? The Weebs
Music. Totally,
man.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope that somehow, some way, you experience some kind of peace. Like, just crazy peace this Christmas. To Tim the Tool, buddy, that is the hardest I've ever seen you work. Thank you. What a show.
Good one today, buddy.
What a show.
Good one.
Well done, Tim the Tool.
Thanks, buddy. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Folks, we will be back January the 10th. January the 10th. Corbin Benson will be our guest on the show. He's been on a whole lot of different television shows. If you want to follow us, you can go to Facebook, you can go to Twitter, you can go to the Drew Marshall website, drewmarshall.ca. We'll send you emails, we'll get, you know, updates, we'll post pictures of silliness and videos and all that kind of stuff. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in each and every Saturday live 1 to 5 right here on Joy 1250 and streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. And don't forget, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Bye-bye.
And that's why the poor aren't fed. But if I don't toe the party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about.